for all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
It's time for the Colonel's Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of the Cedar Rapids Colonel's Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonel's Baseball Network, as well as streaming live on MILB.TV. I'm Thomas Breach. So glad to have you with us here today as the Colonels open up a six-game series here at home against the Beloit Skycarp. Cedar Rapids is 59-37 on the season, the Skycarp 46-49. The last time these two sides met, Cedar Rapids swept away Beloit on the road at ABC Supply Stadium, taking all six games of a road series. Very difficult thing to do, regardless of what level you were at. The Colonels certainly played some of their best baseball against Beloit, pitching very well, coming through with some clutch hitting as well. For Beloit, since then, since the All-Star break as well as that series led into the All-Star break, they've won seven of their last nine, playing some very good baseball as of late. After a .500 July, both of these teams looking to start off August on a high note. Speaking of a high note, the Colonels lineup has been setting plenty of high marks this season. Some very, very good production numbers, leading the league in runs scored. The man leading that group, Sean Schlechter, the hitting coach for Cedar Rapids, joins us next when we return here on the Colonels Leadoff Show.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonel's Leadoff Show on a warm afternoon in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We're joined today by Sean Schlechter. Sean, thanks so much for joining us here today. Did you enjoy the off day yesterday?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Thomas. Yeah, it's good. Good to come back after a series victory in Wisconsin and kind of get our feet underneath us for this home series against Beloit today, and excited to get going.
Certainly a fun week for the offense this past week out in Appleton. A lot of production from a lot of different players. Aaron Sabato earning Midwest League Player of the Week, led the league in a whole slew of categories: OPS, slugging, extra base hits, home runs, RBI, runs scored. The list goes on and on and on. Talk to me about what you saw from Cedar Rapids first baseman this past week.
Yeah, I think just the biggest thing for him was refreshing. You know, he dealt with some issues earlier with health and COVID earlier in the month before the All-Star break, and just coming back a little bit refreshed. Didn't have the start to the season that he wanted, so I think that was a good little mental reset for him. But one of the biggest adjustments he's made is just being on time for fastballs, and he's simplified his move a little bit to be able to do that. We've seen him slug a little bit better against fastballs, and obviously the swing and miss has gone down as well. So when he hits the ball, he hits it hard, and now that he's putting the ball in play a little bit more, we're starting to see those numbers go up.
Four home runs for Aaron Sabato this past week in Wisconsin. That led the Midwest League, as did his 1,500 OPS on the week. When you have a guy like that who can do the kind of damage that he's capable of producing, how much fun is it to see his name in the lineup?
Yeah, we know that he's capable of impacting the game when he's in the box. One thing that he's done really well in his whole entire career is controlling the strike zone. You don't see a lot of chase out of him. He hunts zones that he knows he can get the barrel to, and that's one of the reasons why we see him getting on base so often is because he takes advantage of his opportunities, and that's one adjustment that we've seen from him lately is he's getting back to his strengths and knowing where he can impact the game in the zone with opportunities there.
It was a very, very nice month of July for Cedar Rapids. The lineup supplemented a pitching staff that had a lot of promotions to it, so you needed a few more runs per game, and that certainly happened for Cedar Rapids. Sean, who were some guys who, throughout that month of July, impressed you the most?
Yeah, I think the first guy noting turning some stuff around is Wander Javier. He had a really good month of July, and to see his bat continue to heat up and give us opportunities to do some damage in the bottom half of the lineup has been good. And we're seeing his chase go down. We're seeing him impact balls inside the strike zone a little bit more. So the swing and miss has gone down a little bit as well. But he's probably one of the more impressive turnarounds. Alaric Soleri, obviously at the top of our lineup, hitting leadoff or two hole for us, has been good. He's crushing the baseball. Average exit velocities are up, barrel percentages are up for him, and so just seeing him turn a corner there as well and hitting the ball harder has been great. And obviously we just talked about Sabato turning a corner, but another guy who unfortunately suffered from an injury earlier in the season was Junior Severino. Sevy has been doing a great job, had an unbelievable week last week in Wisconsin as well. And just those guys being able to not lose sight of what we're valuing as an offense and continue to hit strides in their careers and developing their skill sets. But then also just finding ways to score runs to help us win games has been fun to watch these guys navigate through.
Boy, Junior Severino had some kind of month for Cedar Rapids. He homered 8 times in the month, an OPS north of 1,000. Seeing a guy like that doing what he did in the month of July, how special is that to see him hit?
Yeah, when Sevy hits, he hits, man. He can produce some thump in one swing, and watching him use the center of the field, where he's best, elevating to center field and using those opposite gaps as a switch hitter, that's something special. And it really is a special skill that he has. He's impacted the middle of our lineup pretty well, and I hope he can continue to do so.
Sean, we talked about Wander Javier in the middle of the month, discussing his great start to July. How did you see him finish that month?
Yeah, I think he just continued with his process and finished out strong. His ability to continue to impact not only fastballs, but he's starting to take advantage of some hanging off-speed pitches as well. Has helped him become a little bit more versatile and a tougher out. So I think just watching him grow as a hitter, especially knowing that he's going to be a good shortstop for us and defensively sound out there in the middle of the field, watching him continue to grow has been fun, and I think we're continuing to see what he can do.
Sean, looking at today especially, it's deadline day across baseball. The Major League Baseball trade deadline is at 5 p.m. Central here on August 2nd, which means at the time of this, at the time that we air right now, we're past the trade deadline. But coming into today, Sean, do you see any difference in the way that the guys maybe come into the clubhouse knowing that there's a lot of uncertainty when the big club is winning and potentially making moves? Do you see any shift in the way that the guys act throughout the day?
You know, I don't think we actively see it from these guys. These guys know what they need to do to ultimately get to where they want to be, and that's the big leagues. And so, you know, I think they just take it day by day, and they know that that's part of the game and part of the business. So I think for the most part, these guys are just focused on what they can control, and that's developing their skills and continuing to fine-tune their game so they can ultimately get to that point. But, yeah, I don't think we see it too much. Guys are just at the ballpark, continuing to do what they love, having fun playing baseball, and going out and trying to get a W.
Colonels are going to be looking for a W here tonight to open up their series against Beloit. Sean, what are some keys for this lineup to continue to have success here this evening?
Continue to take our free bases. We've done a great job of drawing some walks and not expanding the zone. Gets us base runners to create extra 90s, start creating some havoc on the base paths, and then continuing to get pitches to drive balls. We know extra base hits create more runs, and so we're going to continue to take advantage of those opportunities, and we'll prepare here for a good Beloit pitching staff and try to execute those few things.
Well, Sean, as always, thank you so much for your time here today, and best of luck to you tonight in game 1 against the Skycarp.
Thanks, Thomas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. It's time to meet your starting lineups here tonight as Cedar Rapids and Beloit open up a six-game series here in Cedar Rapids. First off, for the visiting Beloit Skycarp here tonight, Jose Salas will lead off at shortstop with Dalvy Rosario in center and Victor Mesa Jr. in left. Bennett Hostetler cleans up behind the plate today with Emmanuel Marinez at third. Zach Zubia makes his high-A debut, batting sixth at first base. Marcus Chu DHs in the seven hole with Federico Polanco at second and Kyler Castillo in right. Again, for the Skycarp, Salas, Rosario, Mesa Jr., Hostetler, Marinez, Zubia, Chu, Polanco, and Castillo. It's Luis Palacios on the mound here today for the Beloit Skycarp. This season, Palacios is 5-5 with a 3.96 earned run average. He'll be making his second start with Beloit here this evening. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Kyler Fedko leads off here tonight in right field with Jake Rucker batting second at first base. Aaron Sabato will do the DHing today, hitting third. Junior Severino is at second. Seth Gray at third. And Wander Javier at short. 7, 8, and 9 for Cedar Rapids has Pat Winkle behind the plate. Will Holland in center and Dylan Noisy in left. Again for the Colonels, Fedko, Rucker, Sabato, Severino, Gray, Javier, Winkle, Holland, and Noisy. On the bump today for Cedar Rapids is the right-hander Luis Rijo. Rijo making his second start with Cedar Rapids here in 2022. Between the Colonels and the FCL, where he made nearly a month-long rehabilitation stint down in the FCL. Rijo is 0-0, yet to earn a decision, a 2.70 ERA. 16 2/3 for Rijo. He has 18 strikeouts to 4 walks. For Rijo, he made his first start back with the Colonels on the 27th. That was back in Wisconsin this past week. And he struggled. He struggled to find the strike zone, throwing just 24 strikes on 46 pitches. He went an inning and 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, all of which were earned, walking one and striking out none. We will see what Rijo has here today for Cedar Rapids as he continues to build back from that Tommy John surgery that cost him all of the back half of last season and much of the first half of 2022. Luis Rijo on the mound for Cedar Rapids. Luis Palacios on the mound for Beloit. We'll be back with the first pitch right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids and the Skycarp when we come back right here at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hola fanáticos, soy Luis Rijo. Están escuchando Kernels Basketball Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another edition of Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball right here on the Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball Network. Luis Rijo on the mound here today for the Colonels as they open up a six-game series with the Beloit Skycarp. Rijo facing the following lineup from Beloit. Jose Salas will lead off in center with Dalvy Rosario in center and Victor Mesa Jr. in left. Bennett Hostetler cleans up behind the plate with Emmanuel Marinez at third. Zach Zubia making his high A debut, bats sixth at first base. Micah Chu DHs. Federico Polanco is at second. And Kyler Castillo rounds out that starting nine in right. The right-hander Luis Rijo on the mound for Cedar Rapids looking for his first decision of 2020. This season he's pitched in seven games with six starts while working back from Tommy John surgery. He is posted a 2.70 ERA, 18 strikeouts to 4 walks in 16 and 2/3. Rijo making his second start with the Colonels. His last time out, he struggled in Wisconsin on July 27th. Three runs, all of them earned on four hits and a walk, striking out none and working an inning and 2/3. Rijo and the Colonels wearing their Minnesota Twins replica whites today, the navy blue caps with the navy blue bills. The Beloit Skycarp wearing their roan grays with the baby blue numbering and lettering. The baby blue caps with those black bills for Beloit. Jose Salas will step in to get things going for Beloit on a very warm but very bright evening here in Cedar Rapids. The play ball sign is given. Luis Rijo's first pitch is a strike in the inside corner at 89 miles an hour. Calling balls and strikes today is Kevin Levine. Justin Juska manning the base paths. No balls and a strike to Jose Salas, who looks at ball one, up and away. Curveball at 73 from Rijo. Luis features a high carry fastball, a slow breaking ball, and a very solid changeup. 1-1 grounded towards second. This is Severino. He'll glove and toss onto Rucker for out number one. The full defense today for Cedar Rapids features Noisy, Holland, and Fedko in the outfield from left to right. Seth Gray is at third with Jake Rocker at first. Wander Javier and Luis, and Parton and Junior Severino up the middle at short and second. Luis Rijo on the mound here today for Cedar Rapids. Pat Winkle is his catcher. Rijo finds the knees with strike one at 90 miles an hour here to Dalvy Rosario. Rosario playing center field here tonight for Beloit. 246 hitter on the season. The 0-1 curveball wasted down in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Rijo, earlier in his career, was pitching in the mid-90s very consistently. Home plate umpire Kevin Levine is going to step out, and we'll see what he's going to ask about. Maybe the pitch clock has not been turned on out in the outfield. Yeah, it looks like there's no pitch clock right now in right center that's turned on. Luis Rijo will toe up the rubber, and now it's going. There we go. Pitch clock is back up and running. The 1-1 here from Rijo. That ran in and hit the right-handed batter, Dalvy Rosario. A curveball that Rijo left inside just a touch, and Dalvy Rosario will reach base. The Skycarp enter play here tonight, having won seven of their last nine. They're 46-49 on the season. Cedar Rapids at 59-37. The Colonels fresh off of a 4-6 game series in Wisconsin. They took 4-6 from the Timber Rattlers. Riho working with a man on first. First offering here to Victor Mesa Jr. misses high and away. 89 on that Riho fastball. Post Tommy John, though, that mid-90s heat the Riho used to feature has not yet returned. 1-0 coming. Bunt shown, and it's a good one. Past the mound, barehanded by Riho, throwing off his back foot, picked out by Rucker, but it's not in time. Mesa Jr. reaches on the bunt single. And Beloit has two men on with one down. That will bring Bennett Hostetler to the plate.
The catcher, number 20.
The hottest hitter in the lineup right now for Beloit. Hostetler is on a 9-game hitting streak. He's gone 12 for his last 35. 10 runs batted in. Hostetler had a walk-off grand slam back on Friday evening. Step in and take strike one on the outside corner. You can tell here against Cedar Rapids, just a couple of weeks since seeing Hostetler and the Skycarp in Beloit. There's been some adjustments to the setup for Bennett. Stance is a little bit wider. He keeps the hands a touch lower. No balls and one strike here from Luis Riho. Called strike two in the outside corner. 90 miles an hour there from Luis. With Riho's carry that he generates on that fastball, the perceived velocity can creep towards 92, 94, somewhere in there. No balls and two strikes. Riho here to Hostetler. Curveball popped him up. Left side of the infield. Moving in on is Javier. The infield fly rule is called. Javier will get underneath and make the catch regardless. Out number two recorded as Hostetler pops out. Rosario and Mesa Jr. on second and first, and here's Emmanuel Marinez.
Number 13, Emmanuel Marinez.
Marinez, the Beloit third baseman, stepping in. The right-hander Riho. Pierre got in, getting the sign that he wants from his catcher, Pat Winkle. He'll rock and go. First pitch curveball, big swing and a miss by Marinez. 0-1 here from the Colonel's right-hander, Riho. Good speed out there. Rosario can move out at second base. You'd imagine he'd score in a single here with two outs. Another curveball missing outside from Riho. Beloit with a new-look lineup. Recently they've had Nassim Nunez and Davis Bradshaw promoted. Zach Zubia in the on-deck circle making his high A debut today. Riho stepping off prior to this 1-1 offering to Emmanuel Marinez. Riho with a glove at the belt, till kick and fire. Missing just low at 91. Marinez has played both corners here in 2022, third base and first base. This is his first season that he's added first base to the repertoire. The 2-1, grounded towards the left side. That'll get through, and that should score Rosario as he turns at third. Noisy's throw will go to third base. It's an RBI single off the bat of Emmanuel Marinez, and the Beloit Skycarp take the lead. In the top half of the first, that RBI single. Well, Marinez played in the game's first run. Luis Riho will go back to work against Zach Zubia. Marinez picking up his 44th RBI of the season. Planning Rosario, Mesa Jr. to second. Here is Zach Zubia. 81 games down in Jupiter, hitting .232, 784 OPS, and 7 home runs. Former Texas Longhorn takes a curveball for strike one. Zubia was drafted in the 20th round of the 2021 amateur draft. 6'4", 230-pound right-handed hitter from Richmond, Texas. Yo, one down and away. Now one ball and one strike. Zubia had 30 home runs in 201 career games at the University of Texas, batting .274 there. One ball and one strike. Riho here to Zubia. This ball lifted very high out towards left center field. Back on it is Holland and Noisy. Dylan Noisy looking up. Holland leaps, and Holland pulls it in. What a catch by Will Holland, doing his thing again for Cedar Rapids. Holland and Noisy both chasing it, and Will Holland brings it in, maybe robbing it, crashing against that wall in left center. It's 1-0 Beloit. We move to the home half of one right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Kyler Fedko, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Will Holland with a crazy, crazy catch to end the top half of the first. It's 1-0 Beloit through half of one. The starting lineup today for Cedar Rapids as Kyler Fedko leading off and right with Jake Rocker at first and Aaron Sabato DHing. Junior Severino hits cleanup today at second with Seth Gray at third and Wander Javier at short. Pat Winkle does the catching. Will Holland is in center. Dylan Noisy in left. Luis Palacios on the mound here today for the Sky Carp. His first offering on the way to Fedko, missing down and in for ball one. 86 miles an hour there from the left-hander. 5-5 this season, a 3.96 ERA. 1-0, big swing and a miss. One ball and a strike here now to Fedko. Palacios has thrown 88 and two-thirds innings this season. He has walked a total of five batters. 87 strikeouts. For Palacios, one ball, one strike, curveball golfed into center field. That's going to dunk in front of Dalvy Rosario. So Kyler Fedko aboard with the base hit here in the home half of the first. A leadoff single putting a man on for Jake Rocker.
First baseman, number 13.
Rocker, the Colonels' Jake first baseman today. So good an opportunity to square off with Luis Palacios. Rocker added to the Twins' top 30 prospects list today. It's part of the slew of moves that occurred. Rocker with a line drive, base hit into right field. Welcome to the top 30, Jake Rocker. He'll turn it first and head for second as Fedko is into third. The throw from right field is not in time. Castillo made it close, but Jake Rocker legs out a double. Here in the first, in Cedar Rapids has two men out there in scoring position. The tying run at second for the reigning Midwest League hitter of the week, being Aaron Sabato. Jake Rocker recently added to that Twins top 30 list today with the host of trade deadline moves that cost the Minnesota Twins a lot of their top 30 prospects. A double for Rocker, adding to his total, a 300 hitter in July. Rocker with his 16th of the season. Aaron Sabato looks at a curveball there for strike one. From the left-hander, Luis Palacios. Sabato was named the Midwest League Player of the Week. He led the league in home runs, RBI, runs scored, and OPS. The 0-1 big wave and a miss as the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Sabato had an OPS 16 points shy of 1,100 in the month of July, homering seven times in 14 games. The 0-2 from Palacios. Up high, now one ball and two strikes on Aaron Sabato. 12 doubles, 16 home runs this year for Botto. He's driven in 54, including five on Sunday. Four for his last seven at the plate. He homered twice on Sunday afternoon. The 1-2. Lasered foul. Taking that changeup and hammering it foul the other way. Fedko on third, Rocker at second. Single and a double opening up this first inning for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels are in business. One ball and two strikes here to Aaron Sabato. up high. Bit outside now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Left-hander kicks and goes. Sabato taking ball three inside. First round pick for Minnesota back in 2020. A great run producing opportunity here for Sabato with two men out there in scoring position. Payoff pitch, fisted foul off to our right. We'll keep the count full at 3-2 to Aaron Sabato. Big, big power here in the right-handed batter's box. Left-hander Palacios at the ready on the payoff pitch. Outside ball four. Sabato draws a walk to load up the bases for Junior Severino. And boy, oh boy, has Junior been hot. Here in the month of August, Severino is looking to build off of a tremendous July. In July, Junior homered 8 times while driving in 24 across 20 games played. He hit .296 with an OPS of 1,100, 1.122. Or Junior Severino, he's got the bases full for him here. 10 home runs on the season, 36 runs batted in. Batting from the right side of the plate against the left-hander Luis Palacios. First offering here to Junior off the plate for ball one. That was a rare walk for Palacios. Fitting that it comes against Aaron Sabato, one of the better walk takers in the lower minors. Just the sixth walk issued in 88 innings this season. Strike one on the inside corner to Junior Severino. None down yet here in the first. Fenko, Rocker, and Sabato occupying the base paths. Seve has 4 home runs against left-handed pitching. He fouls off the 1-1, now a ball and 2 strikes. Severino is batting .237 against left-handers. In 44 plate appearances, he has 4 home runs. Batting .283 as a left-handed hitter against those right-handed pitchers. 1 ball and 2 strikes on the way here to Junior Severino with the bases full and none down. This ball belted out towards deep right center field. Rosario over on it, into the alley, and he'll make the catch. Tagging from third, Fenko. Rocker also tagging from second. Kyler will cross home on the sack fly. Severino brings home the equalizer here in the first. We're knotted at one. And the Colonels Baseball Network with a sack fly off the bat of Junior Severino. Rocker goes to third. Sabato hanging around at first. So Metter on the corners. With one down, the go-ahead run is now 90 feet from scoring. Seth Gray steps in. The wind is howling out to left center field here today. We've seen Gray go opposite field a few times this season, primarily pulling the ball when he goes yard. First pitch to Seth, down and outside. And that slider at 83. Rocker on third, Sabato on first. Left-hander Palacios at the ready. Seth Gray fouls it off, now 1-1. One ball, one strike. Sabato taking his lead off of first. Gray swings and lifts a breaking ball out towards shallow left. In on it is Mesa Jr. He'll make the catch. Rocker never tagged as the ball was hit fairly shallow into left. Mesa Jr. will just run it in and toss it to Emmanuel Marinez, who takes a little jab step towards Rocker. Playing a little fun game of cat and mouse there. Two down here in the first. And here is Wander Javier. Sticking with the theme of Colonels who had very successful months of July, Winder chief among them. About a .295 in July and .838 OPS, drove in 13 over 21 games played. Winder looking at strike one on the inside corner there from Palacios. Here's the fastball at 90 from the southpaw. 0-1 down and in. Changeup missing there as the count runs to one ball and one strike. Rucker on third, Sabato at first. Palacios kicks and goes outside now, 2-1. Really nice opportunity for the Colonels to take their first lead of the evening here in the home half of the first. Saw Beloit playing a run in the top half of the inning. Two balls, one strike, big, waving a miss at a fastball. This count will run even here at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Rucker off of third, representing that go-ahead run. There goes Sabato for second, and it's a called third strike. That curveball finding the letters on Javier. So that will end the inning. Cedar Rapids ties things up. Sack fly off the bat of Junior Severino. Makes it a one-all ball game. Top half of two when we return. Chu, Polanco, and Castillo when we come back.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
One all here in Cedar Rapids as we move along to the top half of the second inning. Marcus Chu, Federico Polanco, and Kyler Castillo to bat for the Beloit Skycarp here in the second against Luis Rijo. First offering is a strike in the outside corner. Luis Rijo, the right-hander for Cedar Rapids, worked around a jam in the first inning, surrendering just a lone run. His ball one high and tight on Marcus Chu. Chu is batting .234 this season, 12 doubles, 6 home runs, 26 runs batted in for the right-handed stick. 1-1 outside. Count runs to two balls and a strike to Marcus Chu. He's had some success against Cedar Rapids, batting .258 against the Colonels with 7 runs batted in. 2-1, this ball belted into left center field. That'll get down for extra bases as Will Holland cuts it off. Chu thinking two, Holland's throw to second, Seve the tag, and it's in time. Marcus Chu says no way. He thought he slid around that tag. Boy, oh boy, Marcus Chu may have hit that ball a bit too hard into left center field. What a throw by Will Holland, the second great play that he's made today. Holland with the outfield assist to throw out Chu at second. That'll bring Federico Polanco to the plate. With the bases empty and one down. 8-4 on that tag play at second. Luis Rijo fires in a strike into Federico Polanco. Rijo now at the ready on the 0-1. It's taken low for ball one. Breaking ball at 74 from Luis Rijo. It's a slow curve, and he pairs well with that fastball. 1-1, popped him up, left side. That'll travel out of play. Now 1-2. Here from Rehone to Polanco. Luis working from the full, the glove up above the chin. He'll kick and go. 1-2, fouled off of Winkle. Keeps the ball here, or the count, here at 1-2. From Luis to Rehone. Ball and two strikes. Rehone with the pause, now he delivers. Curveball off the plate. We're on the count even here at 2-2. Polanco back with the Skycarp after a stint down in Jupiter. Curveball just missing outside, now 3-2. Polanco has really struggled with the Skycarp, 2-45. Started to get back on the right foot after a stint in the FCL and Florida State League. Now pitch fouled straight back. We'll do it again at 3-2. Polanco acquired from the New York Mets in exchange for Jordan Yamamoto in February of 2021. Payoff pitch from Rijo. Just inside, ball four. Missing that inside corner at 91. So Polanco draws a one-out walk and a man is on for Kyler Castillo.
Right fielder number 9, Kyler Castillo.
Kyler Castillo, the right fielder for Beloit. He'll dig on in. This season, Castillo has played in 34 games with the Skycarp, hitting .259. First pitch called, strike one. Inner half there at 91 from Rijo. Polanco off of first. Rijo with a breath. Glove near the belt. He'll kick and go on the 0-1. Grounded up the middle. Taylor made, though. Sevy was playing to pull. He'll step on second for one and relay on to first for the double play. Four and assisted to three on that ground ball double play. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids and Beloit all tied at one apiece.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Hey fans, this is Patrick Winkle, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Pat Winkle will lead us off here in the home half of the second. All tied at one between Cedar Rapids and Beloit. There's ball one downstairs from Luis Palacios. Defensively for the Skycarp today in the outfield left to right, Mesa Jr., Rosario, and Castillo. A chopper towards second, backhanded by Polanco. He'll fire on to Zubia for out number one. 4-3 on that ground out off the bat of Pat Winkle. In the infield for Beloit, it's Marinas at third with Zubia at first. Jose Salas is at short with Federico Polanco at second. Bennett Hostetler doing the catching today for Palacios. Palacios at the ready. He'll kick and go. First pitch, breaking ball, nearly takes the handoff of Will Holland as it misses inside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes from Palacios. Down and in on a fastball now, 2-0. 28 pitches, 16 strikes for Palacios. Cardinals have done a good job waiting him out here today. Not easy to do against a guy who throws so many strikes. 2-0 fouled off, now two balls and one strike. Those walk numbers are just incredible for the left-hander Palacios. This season, six of them now as he's walked one today in 89 and two-thirds innings. Make it 90 innings now this season. We have a miss by Holland as the count goes to 2-2. Palacios at the ready on the 2-2. Inside. Count running full at 3-2. Last season, he walked just 16 in 65 innings with Jupiter. Payoff offering again. Holland, a ground ball left side. Backhanded here by Salas. He fires on the run. Not in time to get the speedy Holland. What a display of athleticism there by Salas. Deep in the hole on that third base side, backhanding it and throwing it across to still make it a close play against one of the fastest players in the Midwest League. Holland legging out that single with one down, a man on first for Dylan Noisy. The season prior in 2019, Palacios walked just two batters in 40 and a third innings down in the GCL. Noisy fouls away the first pitch fastball, no balls, one strike. In 2018 in the Dominican Summer League, just ridiculous numbers for the left-hander. Palacios went 8-0 in 15 games, four starts. 0-1, he'll check over to first and just lob one over. 8-0 and a 0.85 ERA for Palacios in the DSL, his second season in the DSL in 2018. 63 and two-thirds, just six earned runs, only four walks to 62 punch-outs. Holland takes off in the 0-1, wave and a miss by Noisy, throw to second, and the ball skips out of the glove of Polanco. Holland and Polanco having a lap there as Federico trying to deke Will into thinking he had the ball. No balls and two strikes here on Noisy. Will Holland nabbing the bag at second. That'll be his 20th stolen base of the season. No balls, two strikes. Palacios here to Noisy with one down. Popped him up just in front of the plate, perhaps. Hostetler getting a read and making the catch. Not a very high pop-up. Hostetler did not have much time to get to that baseball. There's two down here in the second. Fedko will dig in, one for one with a single. Colonel's right fielder steps on in to face Palacios. Holland off of second. The base hit would likely score him here with two down. Ball one down and in. One ball, no strikes here on the way to Kyler Fedko. Palacios kicks in, goes Fedko with a shot towards left, racing over on it and making the grab is Mesa Jr. Kyler Fedko lining out to left field to end the second. The Colonels get a man on, but leave him at second. Top of three, here we come. Top of the order, due up for Beloit in a 1-1 ball game.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Kernels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Kernels all year long by following the Kernels socials. Catch up with the Kernels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Kernels.
Top of three here on the Kernels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids and Beloit all tied up at one apiece as Luis Rijo back on the mound here for CR, working on his third inning of work tonight. Salas Rosario and Mesa Jr., the top of the order for the Beloit Skycar. A lot of moving and shaking today in the Minnesota Twins organization. Strike one on the outside corner. The day began when the news broke of the Minnesota Twins acquiring all-star closer Jorge Lopez from the Baltimore Orioles. 0-1, skied out towards left. Noisy with the read, tracking back to the warning track, and he'll make the grab for out number one. Salas flying out to left, and that'll bring up Dalvy Rosario by a pitch in his first plate appearance. The price for Lopez? Well, chief among the price was Cedar Rapids left-hander Kate Povich. He was sent out to Baltimore in that trade. Grounded towards short and past Javier. Is on a bleed into center field. A base hit off the bat of Dalvy Rosario. He's on base for the second time today. That will bring Victor Mesa Jr. to the plate here for Beloit. One for one with a bunt single. It's the fourth hit of the day for Beloit against Luis Rijo. Kate Povich headed to Baltimore along with a couple of pitchers from the Twins rookie level club. And Yennier Cano also headed out in that deal. Taking off on the first pitch here is Rosario as Mesa Jr. swings and fouls it off. No balls and a strike. So Kate Povich no longer a Cedar Rapids Colonel or a member of the Minnesota Twins. He's yet to receive his assignment in Baltimore. No balls and a strike. Rijo here to Mesa Jr. A little bit later in the day, it was announced that the Twins had acquired Tyler Mahle from the Cincinnati Reds. Check over to first. Rosario back in time. That cost Minnesota Christian Encarnacion Strand, Spencer Steer. No balls and one strike here from Rijo. Up and in now, one ball and one strike. And Steven Hajar going in that trade as well. Christian Encarnacion Strand, he twice won Midwest League Player of the Month. He heads to that Reds organization, and if he ends up in Double A for the Reds, he'd play with Ellie De La Cruz. One ball, one strike. This ball unloaded on, but very well fouled down the right field line. Gun goes to 1-2 here on Mesa Jr., which means the Reds' Double A affiliate will have possibly the two best players to play in the Midwest League this season in Ellie De La Cruz and Christian Encarnacion Strand. That's one heck of a left side of the infield. Rijo checking over his left shoulder at Rosario. Luis kicks and goes. Mesa Jr. pops this up left side of the infield. Seth Gray called off by Wander Javier, who makes the catch for out number two. Two down here in the third inning, and now Benny Batts, Bennett Hostetler striding to the box for the Beloit Skycar. Popped out back in the first. So Christian Encarnacion Strand, a Twin no more, headed to the Reds. And then, once again a little bit later in the day, Minnesota closer to the deadline this time, acquired Michael Fulmer in exchange for Sawyer Gibson Long, sending Sawyer to the Tigers organization. Rosario back to first. He's back in time. It's also a minor trade that sent Ian Hamilton to the Cleveland Guardians for Sandy Leon. Rijo kicks and goes on Hostetler. This fouled off. No balls and two strikes now here to Bennett Hostetler. Rijo from the stretch, kicks and deals. Oh, running in and hitting Hostetler. Fastball riding up and in on Bennett. The two-out hit batsman will put two men on for Marinas. Emmanuel plated the first run of the game with a single through the left side.
Third baseman, number 13, Emmanuel Marinez.
Marinez with an opportunity. He'll step in against the right-hander, Luis Rijo. Marinez lifts this down the right field line. Foul ground. Rocker giving chase. And that ball's going to land fair, just fair, down that right field line. Then skip into the stands for a ground rule double. Emmanuel Marinez will plate one with a ground rule double down the right field line. A little bloop shot that just kind of found its way fair. There's that strip of warning track up the right field line. And that ball bounced in that strip. That's on the fair side. Ground rule double plates Rosario. It'll send Hostetler to third. It's the 43rd run batted in for the right-handed hitter, Emmanuel Marinez. Make it his 45th RBI and his 11th double. Rijo finds an ease for strike one here on Zubia, starting him off with a curveball. Zach Zubia, certainly a dangerous bat you have to keep an eye out for. Massive power in the right-handed batter's box. Nearly left the yard in the first. Will Holland robbed him. A leaping grab in left center. 0-1 fastball just a touch inside. Now one ball and one strike. Zubia set the Northwoods League single-season home run record with the Rochester Hawkers. 22 home runs back in the summer of 2017. He's no stranger to the Midwest. One ball and one strike here on Zach Zubia. Bounded towards first, but rolling fouls. That'll be picked up in the first base coaching box. One ball, two strikes. Luis Rijo working here on Zach Zubia in a 2-1 game with Beloit in front. Hostetler on third, Marinez on second, the 1-2 from Rijo, sit down, he'll freeze Zubia with a fastball on the outer half, there is out number three. To the home half of three we go, a run for Beloit, it's 2-1 Skycarp right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
What's going on, fans? This is Jake Rucker, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Jake Rucker will step in for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the third. The Colonels trailing by a run to the Beloit Skycarp. First pitch on the way, just inside on Rucker. 1-0 here from the left-hander, Luis Palacios. Rucker, the big leg kick, a ground ball toward short. Scooped up by Salas, he'll fling on to first in time for out number one. 6-3 on that ground out. The bat of Jake Rucker, one down here in the third. Here's Aaron Sabato. Sabato drew a walk in his first trip to the plate. Sabato walking to load the bases in the first inning, sending up a Junior Severino sack fly. The reigning Midwest League Player of the Week. Sabato digs in and looks at ball one. Down and inside, 1-0 from Palacios. Great power numbers this year for Sabato. He's come on strong. After a bit of an up and down start to the season, there's strike one on the inside corner. Tremendous month of July. 7 home runs and 18 RBI in just 14 games played. One ball and one strike. Sabato taking ball two outside. Palacios at the ready. Now Sabato checking his swing at a 2-1. They do appeal down, but Justin Juska says no, he did not go. As the count runs to 3 balls and 1 strike. Really warm night for baseball here in Cedar Rapids. Currently the temperature's at 86. We've been as high as lower 90s today, but that heat index certainly making it feel a whole lot warmer than it actually is. Time called prior to the 3-1. Sabato trying to make Palacios work. 3 balls and a strike from the lefty. And Sabato takes ball 4 up and in. Sabato taking his second walk of the day. He's extended his on-base streak to 10 games. 10 straight games in which Sabato has reached base. And here's Junior Severino. Played at the Colonel's first run. Sack fly in the first inning. Junior is 14 for his last 31. Homering 8 times in July. 8 of his 10 home runs this season coming in July. Switch hitting second baseman looks at strike one, letter high. Junior Severino digs back in here against Palacios. Sabato off of first. Junior taking ball one inside. One of the things that you know about Junior Severino and his time with the Twins organization, when he was growing up, one of the players he really liked to watch was Robinson Cano. You can see a lot of Cano in the actions that Severino has. Fouls off the 1-1, now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Batting stance is similar. Not 100% the same, obviously, but it's a very similar setup from both sides of the plate. I like the profile as a power-hitting second baseman. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palacios checks over to Sabato. You have to keep an eye on Sabato now. He stole a couple of bases up in Appleton, and he did take off earlier in this game. Sabato just getting some really good reads out there at first. Another check over. Sabato back in time. You don't see many first basemen like Sabato. Should just say first baseman in general, getting their jerseys dirty when they're at first base. But then you look at the lead that Sabato takes and the reads that he gets, and, you know, you kind of, it makes sense. Sevy takes ball two, not inside by much. His count runs even at 2-2. Junior reaching base at a 392 clip coming into play today. Doing a great job of getting on base. He'll draw some free passes. Calls time prior to the 2-2. Think about that month he had in July, Severino. Of course, a lot of it being on the road, so Colonels fans didn't get to see a ton of it here. Just 9 home games in July. Now Sevy tags the ball deep out to left field. Bombs away. 8 home runs in July. 1 in 1 game here in August. Junior Severino put Cedar Rapids on the high side with a 2-run shot out to left. Boy, oh boy, did he turn on that fastball. 103 off the bat, 396 feet out to left. Junior Severino with his 11th home run of the season. RBI number 38 and 39.
Third baseman number 18.
My goodness, 9 home runs since July 1st for Junior Severino. Opening up August with a home run. 3-2 Colonels. Seth Gray takes ball one outside. 1-0 from Palacios to Gray. Severino with seven doubles and now 11 home runs this season. And now Seth hits a ball high out to right, but that'll hang up there, maybe pushed back a bit by that wind as well. Just a touch underneath of that breaking ball. Flying out to right as Castillo makes the play for out number two. Wander Javier gets a chance for Cedar Rapids. Their shortstop over one with a strikeout today. Wander Javier riding a very long on-base streak. 27 straight games in which Wander has reached base. Takes strike one from Palacios, knee high. No balls, one strike. Wander looks at ball, one down and in. 27 straight games in which he's reached base. 10 straight games in which he's collected a hit. 1-1 lined into center, and that'll fall in. Make it an 11-game hitting streak for Wander and a 28-game on-base streak for the Cedar Rapids shortstop. Javier now 13 for his last 43 as that brings Pat Winkle to the plate. Winkle grounded out in his first trip to the den. Wander Javier with that single, extending his team high on base streak to 28 games. As Winkle bounces a ball past the mound, here's Polanco as he'll apply a tag on Wander and send Wander flying backwards. Javier ends up in a heap. He'll be helped up by Jose Salas. So that's good to see Wander get back up. Dink will go out and chat with Wander. Polanco trying to apply the tag. Two moving forces going in similar directions, bumping into one another for out number three. We'll be back in a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids leading 3-2 thanks to a Sevy two-run jack.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Three to two Cedar Rapids as we get going in the top half of the fourth. Marcus Chu will bat here against Luis Rijo. The first pitch grounded toward short, picked up by Wander. He'll throw to first in time for out number one. 6-3 on that ground out, putting away Marcus Chu for the first down here of the fourth. So five for the Colonels, three runs on five hits, no errors, and four left on. For the Skycarp, two runs on five hits, no errors, and four left on. Nearly identical line scores here tonight as Federico Polanco steps in against Luis Rijo. Around the Midwest League here tonight, Great Lakes and Lake County are tied at two in the sixth. Polanco looking at ball one down and in. 48 pitches so far for Rijo, now 49. As Brad Hanner starts to throw in the Colonel's pen. Downstairs, 2-0 to Polanco. West Michigan leads Lansing 10-4, top of five. South Bend up 4-1 on Fort Wayne. Strike one on the inside corner from Rijo to Polanco. Two balls, one strike. You're on the way. Way inside now, 3-1. Top of 6 in Dayton. Peoria leads the Dragons 8-3. Wisconsin is in Davenport tonight. They lead the River Bandits 3-0, top of 5. Fouled off the foot of Polanco. Now the count runs full. And here in Cedar Rapids, it's 3-2 Colonels. Cedar Rapids up on Beloit. Payoff pinch on the way. Luis Rijo here to Federico Polanco. Down and in, ball 4. It's a one-out walk to put Polanco on base. And now Kyler Castillo, 0-for-1 with a ground out.
Right fielder, number 9, Kyler Castillo.
Kyler Castillo, the Beloit right fielder. Looking down to third base to get some signs from Georgie Hernandez. Polanco off of first. Rijo rocks and fires. There's ball 1 inside. 1 ball, no strikes here from Luis Rijo. He's dealt with traffic all day today. I'd assume his pitch count is probably nearing its limit. The 1-0 popped up, right side foul ground. Rucker giving chase, the wind pushing it back, and Jake Rucker will make the catch for out number 2. Having to avoid Rijo there as well. Luis wanting to make sure he got that out. It's now 2 down in the inning, and that brings Jose Salas to the plate. 0-for-2, ground out and a flyout. Richard Salazar steps out of the Colonel's dugout. You can see him there pointing at the on-deck hitter. So this will be the last batter for Rijo. Salas digs in. The first pitch flared into right center field, and that'll be down for a base hit. They're going to run on Holland again. Turning it second is Polanco. Will's throw goes into second base. So Polanco goes first to third on the single off the bat of Jose Salas. It will likely chase Luis Rijo from the game. We'll see if Dinkelman makes the move or not. Hitter's ready to go. And, you know, the fact that was a one-pitch AB might change things, but no, indeed, Dink will pop out of the dugout. That will be it for Luis Rijo. 2 down in the fourth. Cedar Rapids leads 3-2. Brad Hanner, one of their most reliable relievers this season, will enter for the Colonels with a couple of runners on, including the tying run at third. Rijo's start is cut short here in the fourth, kind of as anticipated, as he's still on that pitch count off of Tommy John. Brad Hanner, when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. 3-2 Cedar Rapids.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hey fans, this is Brad Hanner, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Brad Hanner enters into the ballgame for Cedar Rapids in the top half of the fourth, relieving right-hander Luis Rijo. This season, Brad Hanner has been very, very good out of the Colonels bullpen. Hanner this season, 27 appearances, a 3.79 ERA. 36 strikeouts to 21 walks in 40 and a third. As Brad Hanner toes out the rubber against Dalvy Rosario. Hanner here with a glove at the letters, kicks and goes. There's a swing and a miss at strike 1 off the mid of Winkle, and taking off for second is Salas. That might go as a passed ball potentially. It kind of depends on whether or not they rule that pitch was catchable. 94 riding down and in. Regardless, Salas goes to second as the count goes to 0-1. Here on Dalvy Rosario. Polanco at third. He's the tying run. Salas the go-ahead run at second. 0-1 from Hanner. Flared foul off towards the right side. Maybe playable as that wind plays the ball, but that will stay foul. Landing out of play, 0-2 here from Brad Hanner. Hanner has pitched very well against Beloit this season. 6 2/3, just one earned run. It's a 1.35 ERA. No balls, two strikes. Hanner here on Delvey Rosario. Brad at the ready. He'll kick and fire. Down and away now, 1-2. Good breaking ball that Hanner features. A lot of spin to it. One ball, two strikes, two down. Hanner gives a nod. He will kick and go here on the 1-2. Down low again on the curve. Count runs even here at 2-2. Good opportunity for Rosario to tie this game up or even provide Beloit with the lead. Two balls and two strikes. Hanner at the ready. Beloit kick and he goes. Bounded foul towards the Beloit dugout. Both these runners attached to the line of Luis Rijo. Two balls and two strikes. Hanner here at the ready on the 2-2. Down and away at 94. That runs a count full on Rosario. This will be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Three and two on the way here from Brad Hanner. Bounded again up the third baseline and foul. Seth Grain trying to grab at it with the bare hands. Three balls, two strikes, two down, top of four. Kids enjoying ice cream and slushies today. It's a hot one in Cedar Rapids. Payoff pitch on the way from Brad Hanner. He'll kick and go. Busted bat, pop shot into center. Here comes Holland. That'll land in front of him. Polanco scores. Salas not far behind. And it's now a 4-3 ball game. Beloit takes the lead on a two-run single off the bat of Delvey Rosario. Polanco and Salas both scoring that little bloop shot into center, and that'll spoil the line of Rijo. Victor Mesa Jr. stepping in now, 1-for-2 with a bunt single and a pop-out. Luis Rijo's final line, 3 2/3, six hits, four runs, all earned. Two walks, one strikeout, and he hit two batters. First offering here to Mesa Jr.'s flared foul out into the lawn. And then it'll ricochet into the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion. No balls, one strike. Hanner here to Victor Mesa Jr. There goes Rosario. Pitch misses high and away. Winkle's throw very high as Javier will reach up and snag it, keeping it from going into center field. It's a stolen base for Delvey Rosario. Pat Winkle has struggled a little bit to throw out runners this season. 22% caught stealing rate, a bit below that 26 to 28% threshold that you like. The 1-1 fouled off, 1-2. Winkle, though, has done a very good job of handling the pitching staff. The catcher ERA for Winkle this year, 3.07 coming into play here today. A ball and two strikes, Hanner here on Mesa Jr. Brad at the ready. Look back to second, now he'll go. Sit down, he'll freeze him. A changeup on the outside half, and that'll put away Victor Mesa Jr. Bottom of four, Cedar Rapids trails 4-3. Boyd has seven hits already today. The Colonels with five, looking to strike right back. Holland to lead us off when we return.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Will Holland will lead things off for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the fourth. The Colonels trail by a run. It's 4-3. Beloy down in front. Holland, Noisy, and Fenko for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of four. Around the Twins organization today, a lot of talk about the trades that the Twins made. Right now they lead the Tigers 1-0. First pitch to Holland, scalded right back up the middle. He's 2-for-2. So line drive, base hit into center field off the bat of Holland. Now Dylan Noisy will get a chance with the tying run on first. We'll see if Holland thinks about running. He already collected his 20th stolen base of the season here tonight. Twins lead the Tigers 1-0, and I'm sure leaving Michael Fulmer very confused as to who to root for. He had to walk across the Target Field clubhouse hallway to join the Twins. First pitch to Noisy, bounce right to Salas, onto Polanco for one. Return throw to first in time for the double play. Cedar Rapids quickly, the tying run off the base paths, and two down on that 6-4-3 ground ball double play. I suppose the most efficient way for Palacios to get through the fourth on a quick pitch count is allow a first pitch single, then a first pitch ground ball double play to the next batter. Kyler Fetko steps in, 1-for-2 with a single and a line out. Strike one, knee high on Kyler. Mark Contreras, the former Colonel, with a solo home run for the Minnesota Twins. Small one down and in on Kyler. Around the Twins organization, St. Paul leads Omaha 4-1. Fetko pops this up right side. Zubia giving it a look, still chasing, and that ball is going to land foul out of play. 1-2 now to Fetko. St. Paul jumping on Omaha early. Andreoli with a home run, a two-run shot for St. Paul. Fetko calling time as he digs on in. One ball and two strikes. Down and in now, 2-2. Devin Smeltzer starting today for St. Paul. The Wind Surge are down early, 4-1 to San Antonio. Two balls, two strikes. Fetko, a ground ball towards the third base line and off the backhanded try of Mourinho. So that'll roll a while. Fetko digging around first, and he'll be in standing at second. We'll see how it's ruled. A wicked hop came up and handcuffed Mourinho is there at third base. As Kyler Fetko ends up on second as the tying run here with two down. Might go as a double for Fedko, and it looks like that indeed is what it will be scored at. Now Jake Rucker, the newest addition to the Twins' top 30 prospects list at number 30. First offering is a breaking ball there for strike one. 0-1 to Jake Rucker. 1-for-2 today with a double and a ground out. Kyler Fedko reaching base for the Colonels. He's standing out there at second, representing the tying run. Palacios looks Fedko back to second. No balls and a strike. Now ground ball left side, picked by Marinez. He'll throw on to first in time for out number three. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids trailing 4-3 into the Sky Carp for the Beloit Sky Carp, 4-5-6 when we come back in the fifth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Four, five, and six for the Beloit Sky Carp as we welcome you back into the top half of the fifth. Brad Hanner out there for his first full inning of work for Cedar Rapids on in relief of Luis Rijo. Hostetler reached out a hit by pitch in his last at bat. Step in to face Brad Hanner. The first pitch lined over, a leaping try there by Wander Javier. Bennett Hostetler extends his hitting streak with a line drive single into left center field. And a man is on for Emmanuel Marinez. Hostetler has extended that hit streak now to 10 games. Now 13 for his last 37. Emmanuel Marinez digs in now with Hostetler on first. For the Sky Carp, representing some insurance out there. Hanner from the belt kicks and goes. There's ball one down and outside. One and oh. Hanner at the ready with a glove at the letters. Fouled straight back now. One ball and one strike. Eight hits today for Beloit. Very offensive night so far. 13 hits combined. No, 15 hits combined. 1-1 lined into right field. Keep adding to that number as that's in for a base hit. Hostetler to second. Fedko will get it in quickly. 16 hits now. I'm using the full extent of my Minnesota math.
First baseman, number 15.
Zach Zubia will dig in. 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Two men on base here against Brad Hanner and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. None down in the fifth. Zubia digs on in, the big right-handed hitter from the University of Texas. Hitter from the stretch. He kicks and goes. Strike one, knee high on Zach Zubia. Zubia had an incredible 2017 summer with the Rochester Hawkers playing in the Midwest for the first time. And now Zubia with a rocket into left, past a lunging Seth Gray. That's a base hit. Three straight singles off of Hanner. It'll open up the fifth as Noisy fires one all the way in from left to home, making sure that Hostetler stays at third. 99 off the bat, therefore Zubia loads up the bases. Zubia was the Northwoods Link Player of the Year back in 2017. Richard Salazar going out to chat with Hanner here. How about this line for Zubia playing collegiate baseball for the first time? He redshirted that year at Texas. Zubia played in 67 games in Rochester. He batted 311 with an OPS north of 1100, 18 doubles, 22 home runs. And 62 runs batted in for Zach Zubia. Drafted in the 20th round last year out of the University of Texas. Long conversation out there for Richard Salazar, as it'll be broken up by the home plate umpire, Kevin Levine.
Designated hitter number three, Marcus Chu.
Marcus Chu steps on in. Chu, the designated hitter today for Beloit. He was thrown out at second, trying to stretch a single into a double by Will Holland. Chu steps in, the first offering, taken for ball one inside on the slider. 1-0 from Brad Hanner. Hostetler, Marinez, and Zubia all out there. Bases full, none down, top of five, 1-0 from Hanner. Ball two inside. Matt Mullenbach heading out to the bullpen for Cedar Rapids. Two balls, no strikes. Here to Marcus Chu. Looks like even more activity starting to lumber around in that Colonel's dugout. Ball three inside. 91 there from Hanner. Brad trying to find his way back into the strike zone and avoid a bases loaded walk. 3-0 to Marcus Chu. This ball rocketed out towards deep right center field. It's a long run back for Fedko and Holland, and that ball is out of here. It's a grand slam out to right center field off the bat of Marcus Chu on a ball that was absolutely crushed. 415 feet out to right center, 107 off the bat. A Chu grand slam makes it 8-3 Beloit here in the fifth. Marcus Chu unloading on his seventh home run of the season. The RBI count now up to 30 on that grand slam as Federico Polanco will step in. Base is empty now, none down. Sander here from the stretch on Polanco. Wave and a miss at the first pitch. Change up, 0-1. No balls and a strike here on Polanco. Right-hander kicks and goes, missing high and away. Now one ball and one strike. Hitter here at the ready. Pause, he kicks and goes. 1-1, called strike two in the outside corner. Here to Federico Polanco. One ball and two strikes. Wave and a miss. Strikeout there for Hanner, getting him on the curveball. It's the first out here of the fifth inning. Brings up Kyler Castillo. 0-for-2 with the ground out and a flyout today. Castillo will dig in against Brad Hanner. Brad with the glove up near the letters, kicks and goes. Missing just inside at 92. Castillo, the right fielder for Beloit. This ball lifted into the air and foul. Now one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike. One down here in the top half of the pin. Hannah rocks and deals. That misses downstairs now, 2-1. Four runs here in the fifth inning. Beloit with one in the third, two in the fourth, and four in the fifth. Yeah, the one in the first, and looks for an 8-3 Skycarp lead. Grand slam off the bat of Marcus Chu. Putting up a big crooked number here in the fifth. Strike two in the outside corner. Count running even here, 2-2 from Hanner to Kyler Castillo. Brad here at the ready from the stretch on the 2-2. Down and away, blocked up by Winkle as that runs a count full. Three balls, two strikes, one away, top of five. Hanner at the ready, working here on Castillo. Down and away, ball four. Kyler Castillo draws a one-out walk. Rolling back. Looks like he'll be coming in next. Brian Dinkelman pops out of the dugout, and that will be it for Brad Hanner. Some struggles here for Brad in the fifth. A grand slam off the bat of Marcus Chu. And Matt Mullenbach will enter here for Cedar Rapids. Top of five, it's 8-3 Beloit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Matt Mullenbach, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Salas Rosario and Mesa Jr. here in the top half of the fifth. Now to face Matt Mullenbach with Castillo on first. One down in the fifth inning. Matt Mullenbach entering for Cedar Rapids. First offering is a strike in the outside corner. 89 there in the Mullenbach fastball to Jose Salas. Mullenbach at the ready. No balls and one strike. Breath. No kick and go. Down and inside now, 1-1. Mullenbach this season has been a pretty reliable reliever in the low minors for the Minnesota Twins. One ball and one strike from Mully. Inside now, 2-1. Mullenbach has made 21 appearances, a 1.86 ERA. 29 innings, just 6 earned runs, 32 strikeouts to 6 walks for Mullenbach. 2-1. Wave and a miss now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down, top half of 5. An 8-3 ball game. Beloit out in front by 5 runs. This ball ripped foul down the right field line as the count stays even at 2-2. Mullenbach on in relief of Brad Hanner. Marcus Chu with a grand slam here in the fifth. Two balls, two strikes. Mullenbach at the ready. He'll kick and go. This ball chopped foul. Two balls, two strikes, one down, top of 5. Hanner at the ready here on Jose Salas. This ball ripped foul down the right field line, just foul, in fact. 104 off the bat there for Salas. Two and two. Going back here to Jose Salas. And Mullenbach missing low, blocked up by Winkle. Running the count full to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Mullenbach at the ready here to the switch inning, Jose Salas. Castillo off the first base bag. Mullenbach at the ready on the 3-2. There goes the runner as it's chopped foul. A long plate appearance. This will be the 10th pitch from Mullenbach to Salas. Three balls, two strikes, one away, top of 5. Castillo with his lead off of first. Mullenbach at the ready. Payoff pitch on the way. Popped him up, left side. Back on it is Wander. He's called by Noisy as the wind keeps carrying that ball out to left. Noisy will get there and make the grab for out number 2. Finally, Mullenbach wears down Salas, and Dalvy Rosario will step in. Rosario has been on base all 3 times today, 2-for-2. He's also been hit by a pinch. First pinch cut on through. No balls and 1 strike. Here from the right-hander, Mullenbach. Wave and a miss now, 0-2. Matt Mullenbach at the ready. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 down, top of 5. Castillo off of first. And the 0-2 coming. Wave and a miss, thank God. A good slider down and away from Mully. And we move on to the home half of the fifth. It is 8-3. Beloit leads Cedar Rapids right here on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up. lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Aaron Sabato will lead things off for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the fifth. Beloit getting four runs in the top half. Colonels looking to get some back here in their half of the inning. Down 8-3. There's ball one downstairs to Aaron Sabato. Marcus Chu, the grand slam. Ball two outside on Sabato. Grand slam for Chu, putting Beloit up 8-3 in the fifth. Another ball outside here from Palacios to Sabato. Good chance for the Colonels to start working here against Palacios. They can get the leadoff man on, and Sabato taking strike one at the knees. Three balls and one strike. Left-hander Palacios at the ready. He'll kick and go. Sabato with a bullet towards third and pass to sliding Mourinho. It'll be a base hit for Aaron Sabato. He keeps his hot stretch running. Sabato is on base to lead off the fifth with a single through the left side. 102 off the bat for Sabato. Now Junior Severino, one for one today. A sack fly and a two-run home run. Sabato extending his hitting streak to three games now for the Colonels. He'll take a lead off of first. Severino at the plate here for Cedar Rapids. Ball one. Just low at 88. Palacios from the stretch. Called strike one. Knee high there to Junior. Eight hits today for Cedar Rapids. Ball and one strike here from Palacios. Severino fouls this away. Now 1-2.
Fans, tonight's winning 50-50 raffle ticket number.
Couple of multi-hit games already for the Colonels. Fedco 2-for-3. Will Holland is 2-for-2 today. One ball, two strikes. Palacios here to Severino. Wave and a miss. Junior chasing that. Change up from the lefty Palacios for the first down here in the fifth. Seth Gray gets an opportunity now, 0-for-2. A couple of flyouts for Gray. Palacios towing up the rubber. A rock and go. Gray looks at a strike in the outside corner. Sabato on first. One down, bottom of five. Palacios at the ready on the 0-1. Grounded towards first. Scooped up, knocked down at least by Zubia. He'll collide with Gray, who pushes Zubia to the ground. Zach never was able to control the baseball, and it ends up rolling up the first base line. Zubia sitting up, and it looks like Zubia in a little bit of pain. Georgie Hernandez will come out of the dugout to maybe chat with the home plate umpire, Kevin Levine, about whether or not Gray knocking down Zubia caused that baseball to pop out. Probably goes an error on Zach Zubia to allow Seth Gray to reach. Again, two big-bodied individuals there colliding with one another. Now Levine and Jessica will chat. Seth Gray is no small human, neither is Zach Zubia. Gray listed at 6'3", 230 pounds. Zubia 6'4", 230. Colliding with each other head on. They're both all right. Now the question is, did Gray cause that baseball to come out with the collision? Longer conversation here for Juska and Levine. We'll see what the result of this is going to be. Usually when the conversation is this long, it trends towards a change potentially happening. Conversation is quick. Usually you know the answer is call stands. And now Levine will return to Hernandez. And it's like Georgie's pretty frustrated, so we know what the result of that is. It will likely be an error on Zuby as Seth Gray will be allowed to stay on first. Long conversation still here for Hernandez with a lot of words there for Kevin Levine. Still hanging around and getting a little bit more animated here. This conversation continuing to drag along. And at this point, it's kind of taking Palacios out of his rhythm even more. Long umpire discussion with the two umpires. Now Hernandez making sure he gets his money's worth. We'll head back to the dugout as Wander Javier will dig in. Two men on, one down. If that gets scored as a single or an error, allow Seth Gray to reach, and they do give him a single. And now Wander fouls away the first pitch he sees. No balls, one strike. From Palacios to Javier. No balls and a strike. Outside now, one and one. Palacios at the ready here on Winder with Sabato taking his lead off of second. Javier with a bullet towards third, stabbed by Marinez as he makes that catch on a rocket. Line out for the second out of the fifth. That brings Will Holland, Pat Winkle to the plate. Pat Winkle, the left-handed hitting catcher for Cedar Rapids, 0 for 2, a ground out and a fielder's choice today. Palacios kicks and goes. Winkle looking at strike one. Sabato on second, Gray at first. The 0-1 on the way. Waving a tip into the mitt quickly now, 0-2. Nine hits today for Cedar Rapids, 11 for Beloit. In a very busy ballgame. 8-3, Skycarp, home half of five. No balls and two strikes. Palacios ready to work here on Pat Winkle. Wave and a miss. Tipped into the mitt there by Winkle as we move along to the top half of the sixth. It's 8-3, Beloit. Mesa Jr., Hostetler, and Marina has 3-4 and 5-2 up for the Skycarp when we come back.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.tv for details today.
Top of six here in Cedar Rapids. It's 8-3. Beloit leads the Colonels. Left fielder, for the Skycart, Mesa Jr., Hostetler, and Marinas to face Matt Mullenbach. Mullenbach ready to work here against Victor Mesa Jr. Right-hander Mullenbach kicks and goes. The first offering down and in. 1-0. Here on Mesa Jr. 1-for-3 today, a bunt single back in the first. Mullenbach missing high and outside now 2-0. A couple of final line scores for you. For Cedar Rapids, right-hander Luis Rijo, the starter. He went 3 2/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, all of which were earned. A couple of walks and a strikeout. Also hit a couple of batters. 2-0, big wave and a miss now, 2 balls and a strike. Brad Hanner knocked around a bit today. 2/3 of an inning, 5 hits, 4 runs, all of which were earned. He walked 1 and struck out 2. 2-1. Grounded up the middle. Wander with the play. He'll throw to first in time for out number 1. Ground out to shortstop off the bat of Victor Mesa Jr. That brings Bennett Hostetler to the plate. Hostetler 1-for-2. Pop out. He was hit by a pitch and he's singled. Base is empty and 1 down. Matt Mullenbach will toe up the rubber and get ready to work here against Hostetler. Mullenbach's first offering up high for ball 1. 18 pitches, 12 strikes for Mullenbach. 1-0 here from Matt Mullenbach. Called strike 1 on the outer half. 11 hits for Beloit, 9 for Cedar Rapids today. Mullenbach at the ready here on the 1-1. Lined through the hole on the left side. Hostetler stays red hot. 2 hits today for Benny Bats. So he reaches on that single through the left side. 1 down, top of 6, and now Emmanuel Marinha. Emmanuel, 3-for-3, 2 singles and a double. Having a tremendous day out of the 5-hole for Beloit. Matt Mullenbach here at the ready from the stretch. First pitch slider down and away, 1-0. 6-game home series for Cedar Rapids, beginning here tonight at 6:35. Tomorrow, 12:05 noon game. 1-0 from Mullenbach. Wave and a miss on the slider now, 1-1. One ball, one strike, none down, top of 6. Mullenbach kicks and goes. A little tapper out in front of the plate. This will be picked up by Mullenbach. The Colonel's pitcher fires over to first in time for out number 2. 1-3 on that ground out back to the mound. Hostetler advancing to second on the play, and that'll bring up Zach Zubia. Zubia 1-for-3, a fly out, a strikeout, and a single. Zubia digs on in. Here to face Matt Mullenbach. Mully at the ready. His first pitch, a good slider there for strike 1. Knee high on Zubia. No balls and a strike here from Mullenbach. Right hand with a breath. Couple checks back to second. Now he goes. There's ball 1 down and away. Missing on that slider to Zubia. Zach originally from Louisville, Texas. 24-year-old first baseman. 1 ball and 1 strike here from Mullenbach. Grounded toward short. Wander gloves. He gathers and throws on to first in time for out number 3. Picked out there on the back end by Rucker. We move along to the bottom half of 6. Cedar Rapids trailing 8-3 at the hands of Beloit. The Colonels looking to get some runs back. Holland to lead us off when we return.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand, where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Will Holland will lead things off for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the sixth. Cedar Rapids trailing 8-3 in the hands of the Beloit Skycar. Holland 2-for-2, a couple of singles here today for Cedar Rapids. Shaking off a rough July with a really nice start here to the month of August. A couple of great plays defensively for the Colonels as well. First offering to Holland, sent out towards deep center field. Rosario moving back out in front of the track, and he'll make the catch on the back pedal for out number one. Holland flies out to center, first out of the sixth. Here's Dylan Noisy, 0-for-2. Fly out and a ground out today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. A fielder 0-for-2. He'll step in to face Luis Palacios. First pitch missing outside, 1-0. Palacios working on his sixth inning here today as a right-hander loosens up in the Beloit bullpen. Pitch number 84 is a strike in the outside corner, bumping the count to 1-1 on Dylan Noisy. One ball and one strike. Palacios has thrown 53 strikes on 84 pitches. 1-1 cut on through, now 1-2. 1-2. Noisy taking all the way on a pitch that missed down and in. Change up there from Palacios. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Noisy. Dylan sends this into the air out towards left field. Back on it is Salas. He's called off by Mesa Jr., who will put it away for out number two. Dylan Noisy flying out to left for the second out of the sixth, and now Kyler Fedko gets a chance. In the seventh, we'll have a look around the Midwest League scoreboard. Kyler Fedko, the Cedar Rapids right fielder, digs on in. And with two down in the sixth, Palacios kicks and goes, waving a foul. 0-1 here from Palacios. Balls, 1 strike. Kyler Fedko, a couple of hits today, a single and a double. Having a nice productive day out of the leadoff spot. And now Fedko with a bullet down the right field line. A long run for Castillo, but he will get there, making the catch on the move for out number three. Colonels go quietly, 3 up, 3 down in the sixth. We move on to the seventh. 8-3 Skycarp right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen. For the experts determined to help others. For the ones who want to be a part of something bigger. There's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Matt Mullenbach back in there for the seventh here for Cedar Rapids as the Colonels trail the Beloit Skycarp 8-3. Mullenbach has pitched well in relief for Cedar Rapids. First offering on the way to Marcus Chu, who blasted a grand slam off of Brad Hanner back in the fifth, taking strike one on the outside corner. 0-1. Here from Mullenbach. Right-hander kicks and goes. Ball one off the plate. Now one ball and one strike. Mullenbach, the Cedar Rapids right-hander. Kingston goes, big wave and a miss of the fastball. So far for Mully, 1 2/3, one punch out, one hit. That's the lone base runner that he allowed, a single. One ball and two strikes. Here from Mullenbach. Down and away now, 2-2. Wind still blowing out to left field here in Cedar Rapids as the night rolls along. Two balls and two strikes for Matt Mullenbach. Outside, 3-2 to Marcus Chu. 7, 8, and 9 for Beloit. Chu, Polanco, and Castillo. Looking around the Midwest League here this evening. Great Lakes and Lake County are through 8. It's tied at 3 at Classic Park. Payoff pitch. Down and outside, ball 4. Chu draws the walk. He's on base for the third time tonight. Couple of hits and a walk for Marcus Chu as he trots down to first. Federico Polanco will step in. 0 for 1. Couple of walks and a strikeout. West Michigan leads Lansing 10-8 in the top half of 8. Grounded up the middle. Wander dives and deflects it into right center. Holding it second is Chu. Flutter goes out to collect that baseball. It'll be a single off the bat of Federico Polanco. Advancing Chu to second base. And with none down, there's two men on. The Beloit Skycarp is Kyler Castillo will get an opportunity. 0 for 2. Ground out, a fly out, and a walk for Castillo. West Michigan 10-8 over Lansing in the eighth. South Bend leads Fort Wayne 5-2. They're in the eighth inning as well. Mullenbach rocks and goes. First pitch is a slider, letter high for strike one. Peoria up 8-3 on Dayton. They're in the top of the ninth out in Ohio. And top of 8 in Davenport, it's 8-0. The Timber Rattlers lead Quad Cities. 8-3 here. Beloit leading Cedar Rapids. The 0-1 from Mullenbach off the plate now. One ball and one strike. A walk and a single opening up the seventh inning. For Beloit is a Skycarper threatening. Ball belted out towards right. Fedko back. He's got a read. He'll make the catch. Tagging from second is Chu. Fedko's throw from right, a good one. That will hold Castillo. That will hold Chu and Polanco on the base paths as Castillo flies out to right. One away here in the seventh inning, and here is Jose Salas. The inning sees the order turn back around to the top. 2 on second, Polanco at first. Matt Mullen back here from the stretch. He'll kick and go. A chopper towards first. Knocked down by Rucker. He races after it. Mullen back will pick it up and apply the tag on Salas. The old 3-1 deflection ground out there off the bat of Jose Salas.
Center fielder, number 2, Elvy Rosario.
Brings up Dalvy Rosario. 2 to 3rd, Polanco to 2nd. Rosario digging in, 2 for 3. 2 singles and a hit by pitch today. Mullen back with a glove at the belt. Pause, he'll kick and go. Missing inside on the slider, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, 2 away. Mullen back kicks and deals. There's strike 1 on the outer half. Now 1 ball and a strike. Dalvy Rosario, the white center fielder. Couple of hits today. He's also been hit by a pitch. Mullen back at the ready on the 1-1. Wave and a miss now, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, Mullen back. Working here on Dalvy Rosario. Bouncing ball up the middle. This will be Wander, and it's off of Wander's glove, bleeding into center. 2 scores, Polanco right behind him. Holland whips one to second. That skips past Severino and rolls all the way to first, and an ugly play ends up plating two as Dalvy Rosario ends up at third. My goodness, was that not pretty. For Cedar Rapids. Bouncing ball back up the middle, not hit all that well. Javier and Severino converged on it and ended up skipping under the glove of Winder. And a throwing error by Holland gives an additional 90 feet to Dalvy Rosario. Mullen back from the stretch now working on Mesa Jr. This ball bounced to short, Winder gloves, he'll throw to first in time for out number 3. It's now 10-3. Beloit leads Cedar Rapids. We'll be back in a bit. Bottom of 7 here in CR. The Colonels trail by 7.
All right, Colonel Sands, it is time for the 7.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
What's going on, fans? This is Jake Rucker, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Luis Palacios' day is done as the Skycarp will hand the ball off to the right-hander Brady Pocket in the home half of the seventh. Pocket on to face 2, 3, and 4 for Cedar Rapids. Rucker, Sabato, and Severino. Brady Pocket, the tall right-hander, 6'8", 220 pounds. First pitch is a fastball knee-high for strike 1. 20 appearances this year for Pocket between a couple of levels. 5.47 ERA, 24 and two-thirds, 29 strikeouts to 19 walks. The 0-1 slider called for strike two on the inside edge. Final line score for Skycarp left-hander Luis Palacios. Six innings, nine hits, three runs, all of which were earned. He walked two and struck out three. Down and away from pocket there on Rucker on a slider at 81. Jake Rucker having a tremendous season for Cedar Rapids, hitting 299 with the Colonels as he waves through a fastball, and there's out number one. Aaron Sabato has been on base in each of his three trips to the plate today, two walks and a single. He'll step in to face Brady Puckett. One down here in the home half of seven. 10-3 Beloit. Two runs in the seventh inning for the Skycarp on an ugly play that featured two errors, one on Javier and one on Holland. This ball one outside to Sabato. Right-hander starts to loosen in the Colonel's pen. That might be John Olson. Sabato looking at strike one on the outside corner. Now one ball and one strike here from Brady Puckett. That will indeed be John Olson warming down in the pen. Sabato a bouncing ball. It'll deflect down towards the bullpen. Scooped up by Miguel Rodriguez. One ball and two strikes. From pocket here on Sabato. Aaron taking ball two down and away on the slider. Two balls, two strikes, one down, bottom of seven. Puckett rocks and goes. Sabato checks his swing, and there's ball three. From Brady Puckett. Three balls and two strikes. The right-hander kicks and goes. Sabato taking strike three at the knees. 94 there from Puckett for the second out of the seventh. Now Junior Severino, one for two today with a two-run home run. Severino with eight home runs in the month of July, opening up August with a home run in his first game of the month. Puckett rocks and goes. Sevy with a bouncing ball to third, gloved by Marinez. He'll gather and throw on to first in time for out number three. Three up, three down for Puckett here in the seventh. We move to the eighth. Cedar Rapids trailing by seven. It's 10-3. Beloit out in front. Hostetler, Marinez, and Zubia to face John Olson when we return.
Know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is John Olson, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Top of eight here in Cedar Rapids. John Olson on in relief for the Colonels as he'll face Bennett Hostetler, Emmanuel Marinez, and Zach Zubia. Right-hander John Olson working from the stretch on Bennett Hostetler here to open up the eighth. There's ball one down and away at 93 from Johnny O. John Olson this season, 12 appearances, a 2.87 ERA. 1-0. Down and away now, 2-0 to Bennett Hostetler. Warm night for baseball here in Cedar Rapids. It's been a very hitting-friendly environment. Lined up the middle, Bennett Hostetler has a three-hit night. Rocketing that fastball right back up the middle, Hostetler aboard. With that third hit of the evening, top of eight here in Cedar Rapids. Emmanuel Marinas now 3-for-4. Couple of singles. A double and a ground out. Right-hander Olson here from the stretch. He'll kick and go. There's ball one that skips past Winkle all the way to the top of the netting and then bounces back. Curveball down to the dirt for a wild pitch. Advancing Hostetler. One and oh, Hostetler on second. 20 strikeouts this year for Olson, over 15 and two-thirds, just four walks. 1-0 fastball there on the outside edge for strike one. One ball and one strike. Olson at the ready on the 1-1. Called strike two, knee high there to Marinas. Ball and two strikes. Emmanuel Marinas, a double and two singles to open his day. He grounded out in his fourth trip to the plate. Now the 1-2 from Olson. Down and away, missing on the slider. Runs a count to two balls and two strikes. Olson at the ready. 2-2 on the way to Emmanuel Marinas. Outside now, 3-2. Bennett Hostetler out there at second for the Skycar. None down in the home half, or in the visitor's half of eight. 3-2, flared foul. Olson might be asked to get both the eighth and the ninth tonight for Cedar Rapids. Three balls and two strikes. Olson here to Marinas. Johnny O here from the stretch on the 3-2. Sit down. He'll freeze Marinas. A good fastball on the outside corner for out number one. Punch out there for Olson. The first out of the eighth. And now Zach Zubia, 1-for-4 today. Fly out, a strikeout, a single, and a ground out. Zubia digs in against John Olson. 1-2 with a look back to second. Now he'll go. Strike one on the outside corner. No balls, one strike, one down, top of eight. Olson here from the stretch for Cedar Rapids. So kick and go. There's ball one low and away. Ball at a strike on Zach Zubia. Hostetler on second. He singled, advanced to second a bit later on a wild pitch. 1-1 flared foul, now 1-2. In the Twins organization at the moment, the Minnesota Twins lead the Tigers 3-2, bottom six. One ball, two strikes. Olson here on Zach Zubia. Olson here from the stretch. He's ready to work on the right-handed bat. Down and away, blocked by Winkle. Taking off for third is Hostetler, and he'll advance safely without a throw. Second wild pitch thrown here by Olson in the eighth. 2-2 now to Zubia with a man on third. Up at Target Field, Mark Contreras, 1-for-2 with a solo home run. Luis Arraez has scored a run as well. Jake Cave, 2-for-2 with a double. Two balls and two strikes. John Olson working here on Zubia. Fouled away, keeping the count even here at two apiece. Elsewhere in the Twin system, Fort Myers up 1-0 on Bradenton. San Antonio still leads Wichita 4-1. The Saints all over Omaha. It's now 10-4 in the sixth. Two balls, two strikes. Olson to Zach Zubia. Outside, ball three. St. Paul. Michael Hellman is 4-for-4 with a two-run homer. Payoff pitch from Olson. Bounded towards the right side. Rucker with a backhand deflection of the baseball as all he can do is knock it in the direction of short. Be a base hit for Zubia. Hostetler crosses home, and it's now 11-3. Beloit leading. On that infield single off the bat of Zach Zubia, it's the first high A RBI for Zubia. Marcus Chu steps in, 2-for-3, a single, a home run, a ground out, and a walk. The right-hander Olson kicks and goes. There's strike one, knee high on Chu. Chu with a grand slam in the fifth inning that kind of put this game out of reach. Zubia off of first base here for the Beloit Skycar. Olson missing down and away. One ball, one strike. It's up in AAA. It's 10-4. St. Paul up on Omaha. Michael Hellman 4-for-4 with the two-run homer. One ball, one strike. Olson kicks and goes. There's strike two, knee high. David Benuelos with a two-hit game. He has a home run as well. Up in AAA. Ball and two strikes from John Olson here to Marcus Chu. Wave and a miss. He got him. 92 climbing the ladder there from Johnny O. There's the second out of the eighth inning. We'll bring Federico Polanco to the plate. He's had a nice day. 1-for-2, a couple of walks for Polanco on base three times. 15 hits today for Beloit. John Olson working from the stretch. Kick and go. Polanco looking at ball one, just low. Change up at 84 as the count goes to 1-0. Sets a new season high for hits allowed by the Colonels pitching staff. Called strike one on the outside corner at 83. Prior to this 15-hit effort by Beloit, the Colonels had allowed 14 hits in a game three times. One ball and one strike from Olson. Down and in now, 2-1. Cedar Rapids has 9 hits today. It's 24 combined hits in this ball game. That ties the season high for combined base hits in a Colonels game this year. 2-1, bounded towards second. Sevy backhands. He fires on the run for out number three. As we move along to the home half of the eighth, Cedar Rapids will send Gray, Javier, and Winkle to the plate. It's 11-3 Beloit here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids looking for some runs when we return in the eighth.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience in 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Seth Gray will step in for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the eighth inning. The Colonels down 11-3. Seth swings through a first pitch cutter there from the right-hander. Brady Puckett out for another inning of work. This ball game got away from Cedar Rapids in a hurry in the middle innings. Ball one down and away. One ball and one strike from Brady Puckett. Cedar Rapids with the right-hander getting loose down in the pen. Being Ryan Shreve. The 1-1 to Seth fouled away. 1-2. Each side with a run in the first. Beloit got one in the third. Then the Colonels added two in the home half to put themselves up 3-2. That was the last time the Colonels would lead in this ballgame. 1-2 called strike three on the outside corner. Seth, a couple of words back for Kevin Levine after that strike three call. That'll bring Wander Javier to the dig. Colonels led 3-2 through three. Top of four. Saw Beloit plate two, then four more in the fifth. Scoreless sixth. Proceeded two runs in the seventh and one in the eighth for the Sky Carp. Strike one to Javier on the outside corner. Certainly not a banner night for the Colonels pitching staff. Strike two quickly there on Javier at the knees at 88. Puckett coming right back with that little slide piece. Time called by Wander as he'll step out and dig back in. 0-2 on the way from Brady Puckett. Fouled back, keeping the count here at no balls and two strikes. 12:05 start time tomorrow on a noon game here in Cedar Rapids. The 0-2, Wander reaches out and fouls it back. Do it again at 0-2. No balls, two strikes from Puckett. Wander taking one way up and in on a fastball at 95 that buzzed him inside. Ball and two strikes. Just off the plate now, 2-2. One down, bottom of eight. Here in Cedar Rapids, two balls and two strikes. Brady Puckett at the ready here on Wander. Down and away, 3-2. On a positive note this week, a week that originally was going to look just absolutely scorching hot, those temperature highs for most of the week have been knocked down quite a bit. Payoff pitch. In a Wander, ball four and just long. Wander Javier reaches on that one-out walk as Pat Winkle will step in.
This is catcher number five,
Pat Winkle, 0-3, a ground out, a fielder's choice, and a strikeout. On my chosen weather app, there's only one day the rest of this homestand that has a high above 88 degrees. We have a miss by Winkle, no balls and a strike. Looks like highs of the low to mid-80s the next 3 days. No balls and a strike from Puckett. Down and in. That ricochets off of the home plate umpire as well as a wild pitch will advance Wander to second. Isn't it something how the weather always seems to clear up when you need it to? One ball, one strike. Puckett to Winkle. I think the hottest series of the year for Cedar Rapids was certainly on the road in Peoria back in, I want to say it was late May, right around 94 to 98 degrees for seemed like four games of that series, including a day game over in Peoria. 1-1 downstairs now, 2-1. She'll certainly take those temps this week for Cedar Rapids. Should be a fun week of baseball. Brady Puckett at the ready. Two balls, one strike here on Pat Winkle. Slider called, strike two at the knees. 27 pitches, 16 strikes for Puckett. Javier out there at second base for the Colonels. Cedar Rapids is 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position tonight. 2-2 here from Puckett. Winkle with a ground ball foul towards Hiro in the first base coaching box. Keeping the count even here. Two balls, two strikes, one down, bottom of eight. Puckett here from the stretch on the 2-2. Reached out on and fouled off of Hostetler. Count hanging here at 2-2. And actually, that'll be strike three. Winkle missing that pitch. Pat Winkle strikes out, and that'll bring up Will Hollins. Holland 2-for-3, couple of singles and a flyout. So Wander Javier will take his lead off of second base. Two down in the eighth. Puckett working on Will Hollins. Some activity down in the Beloit bullpen with a right-hander getting loose. Hollins swings through a first pitch fastball, 0-1. Ryan Shreve is ready in the Colonel's pen. He might enter for the ninth. It was a longer eighth inning for John Olson. No balls and a strike. Down and inside at 89. Now one ball and one strike. Matt Wallner had his first extra base hit in AAA today, a double for St. Paul. One ball, one strike, Puckett at the ready to Will Hollins. Javier with his lead off of second base. Puckett rocks and goes. Holland a bullet back up the middle, gobbled up by Polanco as Puckett avoids it, and Federico will toss on to first for out number three. Cedar Rapids trailing 11-3. We move to the ninth. Castillo, Salas, and Rosario. Nine top for Beloit when we return.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Ryan Shreve, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Top of nine here in Cedar Rapids. It's 11-3, Beloit on top. Here over the Cedar Rapids Colonels is Ryan Shreve. Will try and put up a zero in the ninth. Kyler Castillo, Jose Salas, and Dalvi Rosario for the Beloit Skycarp here in the ninth inning. Ryan Shreve on in relief. First offering to Castillo is downstairs for a ball. Colonels have put up a scoreless inning just twice tonight. The second and in the sixth. Shreve here from the stretch on the 1-0 to Kyler Castillo. Bounded foul. Now 1-1. Shreve has made 16 appearances this year, a 5.19 ERA. He's been very, very good over his last five outings. One ball, one strike, Shreve. Kicks and deals. Down and away, 2-1. Across his last nine appearances, Shreve has worked nine innings, four hits, one run, three walks, and nine strikeouts. Two balls and a strike here from Ryan Shreve. Just missing the letters at 92. Not by much there on Kyler Castillo. Three balls and a strike on the way here to the Beloit nine batter. Bounded foul up the third baseline. Castillo has been on base tonight with a walk. For Beloit, each of their nine hitters today have reached base at least once. Eight of nine have a hit. Three balls and two strikes. Shreve on the way to Castillo. Shreve rocks and goes. Castillo with a fly ball out towards right. In on it a couple steps is Fedko. He'll make the catch for out number one. Fly out off the bat of Kyler Castillo. Opens up the ninth inning. And now Jose Salas will ding in.
Jose Salas.
Salas one for five. Couple of flyouts, couple of groundouts, and a single. On the other end of things for Cedar Rapids, they likewise have had eight of nine hitters record a hit. Actually make that seven of nine tonight. Eight of nine have reached base. First offering to Salas, popped up left side. Seth giving chase, and Seth will make a nice catch on the move in foul territory. About midway through that, Beloit bullpen making the catch for out number two. Bring up Dalvy Rosario, two for four, a couple of singles. He's been hit by a pitch, and he's reached on an error. Thankfully, the Beloit bullpen wasn't throwing pitches during that foul ball. Seth might have taken one where he ended up catching that foul ball midway between the bullpen mound and the bullpen plates. This ball one down and away on Rosario. Now 1-0 here from Ryan Shreve. To Dalvy Rosario, the right-hander Shreve at the ready. He'll kick and deal. Grounded toward short. Here's Wander. He'll glove and toss across for out number three. Three up, three down for Shreve as we move along to the home half of nine. Cedar Rapids trailing 11-3 at the hands of Beloit. Here on the Colonels Baseball Network, noisy to lead things off as the Colonels try and find some heroics in the final frame.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Dylan Noisy, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
We move to the home half of the ninth inning here in Cedar Rapids. The final three outs to get for the Beloit Skycarp as they lead the Colonels 11-3. Cedar Rapids looking for a miracle here in the ninth. There's Dylan Noisy, Kyler Fedko, and Jake Rocker will be the three men to bat against the right-hander Tyler Ekberg. Ekberg making his fifth appearance with Beloit, his 26th appearance overall here in 2022. Ekberg is 4-2 with a 2.17 ERA, 7-for-9 on saves this year, 45 2/3 innings for Ekberg, 54 strikeouts to just 9 walks. Ekberg, the right-hander out of Kansas State, will match up against Dylan Noisy. Noisy 0-for-3, a couple of flyouts and a ground out here today. Noisy digs in to face Ekberg. 11 runs on 15 hits, no errors, and 9 left on for Beloit. 3 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors, and 8 left on for Cedar Rapids. First offering down and away on Noisy, 92 on that fastball. Cedar Rapids had both their errors on the same play as part of a 2-run 7th. A 2-run play in the 7th is that as well. The 1-0 here to Noisy, skied out towards center. In on it a bit is Rosario, still on the move, and he'll make the catch for out number one. One down for Ekberg here in the ninth. Kyler Fedko with an opportunity now for the Colonels, 2-for-3. Ekberg is from Edina, Minnesota, pitching against the Twins' high A affiliate. Kyler Fedko digs on in, right on right matchup. First offering from Ekberg is a strike in the outside corner. Ekberg, the right-hander, 6'4", 220 pounds. 24 years old, he'll turn 25 in September. 0-1 to Fedko, swung on and fouled off the catcher's glove. The ball's 2 strikes, 1 down, bottom of 9. Cedar Rapids down 11-3. Early offense today for the Colonels. They led 3-2 at one point, but since then, Beloit has plated the last 9 runs of the game, leading 11-3. Ball one up and away, 1-2. Here to Kyler Fedko. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 down here in the home half of 9. Ekberg at the ready on the 1-2. Down and outside now, 2-2. Couldn't get a chase on that slider either. Jake Rocker in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ekberg at the ready. Lined into right field. Kyler Fedko has himself a 3-hit night. 2 singles and a double today for Cedar Rapids as he'll reach base and bring Jake Rocker to the dish. Rocker 1-for-4, a double, 2 ground outs, and a punch out. First baseman, number 13, Jake Rocker. Rocker, the former University of Tennessee product. So step in against Tyler Ekberg. Rocker, now the number 30 prospect in the Twins system. Right-handed hitter, slightly closed off stance. The leg kick fouls off the first pitch fastball. 0-1. Kyler Fedko not being held on at first. For Kyler, this multi-hit night is his 21st of the season. It's his 4th multi-hit game of 2022. No balls and a strike here to Rucker. Down and away now, 1-1. Tomorrow afternoon, a noon game here in Cedar Rapids. 12:05 first pitch. We'll have the Colonels leadoff show at 11:50 on Classic KMRY. 1-1, slider missing up now. 2 balls and a strike here to Rucker. 10 pitches, 5 strikes for Ekberg. Right on right matchup. Ekberg rocks and deals. Rucker fouls it off now, 2-2. Another fastball there from the right-hander. Oh, how about that catch by a fan down the first base line? A one-handed play on a ricochet off the suite windows. Sabato in the on-deck circle. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Rocker. Fouled off again. Rocker staying alive. Rocker takes a pretty good at-bat for Cedar Rapids. Does a good job of competing. Pitches in and around the strike zone, the 2-2. Up and in on a slider at 82. Now the count running full. 3-2 the count. Three balls to two strikes here from Tyler Ekberg on Jake Rocker. Now Rocker hammers a ball deep down the left field line. Bombs away. Jake Rocker with a no-doubter down the left field line. 427 feet. Welcome to the top prospects list, Jake Rocker. A two-run shot out to left. Cuts into that deficit. It's now 11-5. 427 feet out to left. 101 off the bat there for Rocker. Plating Kyler Fedko, one down here in the ninth, and now Aaron Sabato will bat here for Cedar Rapids. First offering to Sabato is a strike in the outside corner. Jake Rocker with that two-run home run. He's now homered in back-to-back games for Cedar Rapids. It's his fifth homer of the season. 0-1 to Botto, high and outside, one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike. Ekberg kicks and goes. Sabato fouls it straight back. Now 1-2. Sabato digging back in here against Ekberg, trying to protect on the 1-2. Called strike three at the knees. A slider there to put away Aaron Sabato. And representing the final out for Cedar Rapids now is Junior Severino. One for two with a two-run home run today. Boy, speaking of Jake Rocker, home runs in back-to-back games, and in fact, a home run in back-to-back ninth innings. Tyler Ekberg rocks and goes. There's strike one on the outside corner. 0-1. Right-hander Ekberg kicks and deals. Now Savvy tags the ball deep out to right field. Over on it, Castillo, and that bangs off the wall. Then rolls past Castillo as he ends up on the grass. He'll collect it and get it into second, but not before Junior Severino is in standing with a double. Severino continues to swing a hot stick here for Cedar Rapids, reaching on this two-out double in the ninth. That will bring Seth Gray to the plate with a man out there. And two down. For Junior Severino, that is his eighth double of the season. Banging that high off the right field wall. Seth Gray stepping in, one for four, a single today, two flyouts and a strikeout. Severino was fantastic in the month of July, rolling it into a very strong start to August. Ekberg with a look back to second, now he goes. Gray taking ball one up and away. Severino batted .296 in July with an OPS well over 1,100. Drove in 24 in 20 games played. 1-0. Wave and a miss now. One ball and a strike. Seth Gray stepping back in. A ball and a strike here on the Colonels' third baseman. 11-5. Beloit leading by six. Gray swings through now. 1-2. Colonels are down to their final strike now here in the ninth. One ball, two strikes, two down here in the home half of nine. Gray lays off the high fastball at 89, now 2-2. Five runs for Cedar Rapids, four of them on two-run home runs. One by Severino, one by Rocker. Two balls, two strikes. Ekberg here from the stretch on the 2-2. Gray with a line shot into center. That's down for a base hit. Severino will be waved around third. He will score, and Cedar Rapids keeps chipping away. here in the ninth inning. It's an RBI single off the bat of Seth Gray. A bullet into center, 100 off the bat. Seth makes it an 11-6 ball game, and that'll draw the pitching coach, Jason Erickson, out of the dugout for Beloit to go chat with Ekberg, who's allowed three runs here in the ninth. Wander Javier, the next man to bat for Cedar Rapids in this 11-6 ball game. Seth Gray, that RBI single. Now 46 runs batted in this season for Seth. He's got a multi-hit game as well, his 20th of the year. Wander Javier will step in against Tyler Ekberg. If you like base hits, this has been the game for you. 28 of them tonight. 15 for Beloit, 13 for Cedar Rapids. Ekberg rocks and goes. There's ball one high and tight on Wander. Javier is singled today. He's also lined out, walked, and struck out. 1-0 on the way here from Tyler Ekberg. Outside now, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Seth Gray off the first base bag here for Cedar Rapids. Ekberg at the ready. This ball fouled back. Now two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. Ekberg rocks and deals. Wander waves through the fastball. Now 2-2. We shall do it this time at 2-2. Ekberg at the ready here from the stretch. Down and away. Now 3-2 here to Wander Javier. Three balls, two strikes. Two down here in the ninth. Ekberg kicks and goes. Wander with a tapper out in front of the plate. Ekberg will glove. He'll toss on to first, and that will do it. Cedar Rapids falls 11-6 here at the hands of Beloit for the Beloit Skycarp. 11 runs on 15 hits, no errors, and 9 left on. Cedar Rapids, 6 runs on 13 hits, 2 errors. They leave on 9. The Colonels played at 3 in the ninth, but not enough to overcome an 11-2 deficit they faced. Cedar Rapids falling 11-6 here at the hands of Beloit. We'll be back in just a bit with your Cedar Rapids Colonels post-game report right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the Colonels post-game show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels fall here tonight at the hands of the Beloit Skycarp, 11-6 in the series opener. 11 runs for Beloit on a season high, 15 hits, no errors, and 9 left on. Cedar Rapids, 6 runs on, 13 hits, 2 errors, and 9 left on. Those season high, 15 hits, and season high for the Colonels pitching staff that they allowed here today. 28 hits combined in this ballgame. Certainly a good offensive day, but for Cedar Rapids, those hits did not come quite as frequently with runners in scoring position. They were 1-for-10 with runners out there, as Beloit was 6-for-16. Oftentimes in games like this, that's where the decision will come in terms of whether or not you're able to convert on those runner in scoring position chances. The winning pitcher today is Luis Palacios. He improves to 6-5. Luis Rijo takes the loss, falling to 0-1 here on the 2022 campaign. Look at your scoring summary here today for Cedar Rapids. Down 1-0 in the first. The Colonels had Kyler Fedko lead off with a single and later come home to score on a Junior Severino sacrifice fly. Quickly down 2-1, entering the third, Junior Severino puts Cedar Rapids in front with a two-run home run out to deep left center field. Cedar Rapids led 3-2, but not for long, as Beloit planted two in the fourth, four in the fifth on a Marcus Chu grand slam, two more in the seventh, then one in the eighth, as Cedar Rapids trailing 11-2 in the ninth, added three, a two-run home run for Jake Rucker, followed by an RBI single off the bat of Seth Gray. 11-6 is your final here tonight for the 15th consecutive season. CarePro Health Services is a proud sponsor of the CarePro Planning for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated a league-leading 532 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 532 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 the Planning for Plates campaign. Look at the box score today for Cedar Rapids. We'll tell you that the lineup was certainly very productive. Kyler Fedko goes 3-for-5 with two runs scored. Jake Rucker, 2-for-5 with a two-run homer. Junior Severino went 2-for-4. He drove in three. He homered. He doubled. He also scored a pair of runs. Seth Gray added a 2-for-5 night. And also collecting multi-hit evenings here tonight for the Colonels was Will Holland going 2-for-4 with a stolen base. 7 of 9 Colonels had at least one hit. 5 had multi-hit games, but those hits were too far and few between with runners in scoring position. Cedar Rapids going 1-for-10 with runners out there here tonight. And that really doomed them in a night where Beloit went 6-for-16 in those same spots, coming through in the clutch. Often did the sky cramp the Colonels, not quite as much, and that will hand you an 11-6 loss. Cedar Rapids falling to 59-38 on the year. Here in the second half, they're now 16-15. Beloit improves to 47-49. In the second half, they're now 16-15. And after the All-Star break, the Skycarper now 8-2, having won 8 of their last 10 games. Tomorrow afternoon, it will be a 12:05 first pitch here in Cedar Rapids. Aaron Rozak getting the ball for the Colonels against the right-hander Edgar Sanchez of the Skycarp. Again, that's a 12:05 first pitch with the Colonels leadoff show coming to you at 11:50 a.m. on Classic KMRY. Brian Dinkelman, the Colonels manager, will join us on Wednesday to chat about that ball game tomorrow afternoon. Should be a fun one here in Cedar Rapids with the noon game at 12:05. The Colonels falling 11-6 here at the hands of Beloit. 11 runs on 15 hits for the Skycarp. No errors, and they left on 9. The Colonels with 6 runs on 13 hits. 2 errors, and they left on 9 men as well. That should just about wrap things up for us here in Cedar Rapids. Again, the first pitch tomorrow afternoon at 12:05 p.m. Rozak taking on Edgar Sanchez will be on Classic KMRY with the Colonels leadoff show at 11:50 a.m. Cedar Rapids falls 11-6. The pitching staff battered around, a season-high 15 hits allowed. The Colonels look to rebound tomorrow in Game 2 of this series. From Perfect Game Field here at Veterans Memorial Stadium, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.